talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Cold beer could be cheaper, but not your love and new truck. But I can't sell this beater. My freezing needs more deer meat. My grass can use more rain. But even on the hard days, man, I can't complain. I'm still living and breathing. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row on my way home. And I got a family that loves me. Someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. But I'm the West definition of what a lucky man is. When I take a look at all the things I take for granted.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Larry Fleet, Things I Take for Granted, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, takes place every January. And today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Jack Holt with 84 Lumber. Also, we went on location to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape and got a nice tour by the owner there, Ryan Watkins. We'll also be talking with Stephanie Collant with Southeastern Galleries, a great furniture store in town, 50 plus years they've been around. And then finally, Dave Sexton with Heritage Pools. But I did want to mention to you, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine will be coming out next week. So we hope that everybody will be taking note of that and pick up a copy. It'll be some of you will get it in the mail, and we get questions sometimes. People ask, I'm not sure why, but we got your magazine in the mail, and there's a good reason for that. You probably have a project going on. You're probably building a new custom home or have a remodel project going on. And we mail Charleston Home and Design Magazine to folks that are actively building and remodeling. And that's important to note. Because we have a lot of business owners that are in the home service industry, and we know who the people are that are buying countertops and flooring and lighting and all that good stuff, and we can help you if you get in touch with those folks if you want to give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. But usually after a little while, after the project is done, the people we mail to roll off of our mail list. And so it's constantly being updated, and just give you a little inside baseball there. But this is an exciting time because with the spring issue, we have so many new companies that have decided to join, that are within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We hope everyone will pick up a copy. We're in just about every showroom, home-related showroom in town, whether it's GDC in Mount Pleasant and West Ashley, or Melser Tile in North Charleston, There's plenty of places to pick up Charleston Home and Design magazine for free. And it's a really good resource if you have a project going on. So we hope that you'll, and this is going to be our big feature is on bathrooms. And so we hope everybody will take a look at that. And then we also have a huge feature on custom builders in town too. Well, have a great weekend.
And now we're talking with Jack Holt with 84 Lumber. How you doing, Jack?
Good, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Jack, take a moment and tell everyone about 84 Lumber.
So my 84 store is located in Somerville, South Carolina at 2520 West 5th North Street, which is off of Highway 78, and it's right down from Scout Boots before you get to Jedburgh. Mm-hmm. But 84 Lumber is a company, was founded in 1956 and is headquartered in 84, Pennsylvania. 84 is the nation's largest privately held supplier of building materials, manufacturer components, and industry-leading services for single and multifamily residences and commercial buildings. The company operates more than 300 facilities, which include stores, components, manufacturing plants, custom door shops, and engineered wood product centers in 33 states. And 84 Lumber also offers turnkey installation services for a variety of products, including framing, insulation, siding, windows, roofing, and decking.
Gotcha. And you folks at 84 Lumber, I know you do a lot of work with builders, but what about the public?
Yes, all 84 stores are open to the public. And we offer a wide variety of services and products, which normally include the public would be additions, garages, sheds, pole barns, any type of remodeling.
All right. Good deal. And what can customers find when they visit an 84 Lumber store?
Basically anything that someone would need to build a home. We carry framing material, treated lumber to build a fence or a deck, windows, interior, exterior doors, trim and moldings, roofing materials, trusses.
Okay. This is going back, I guess, about 30 years or so, but I recall visiting an 84 Lumber, one of your stores in Mount Pleasant. And at the time, you had you had plans to build a garage, and it was one of those things that I guess 84 provided at the time, and it had a spec sheet of all the materials that were needed for that. And I ended up taking advantage of that and got all of our lumber from 84 Lumber for that garage. Is that something that 84 Lumber still does?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have about every size garage, shed you could want to build. And then if we don't have that size, we can still make those plans and get that to you as well. So we can do any type of custom design that you're looking to do.
Okay, good deal. And what's your background with 84 Lumber? When did you get your start there?
So I started with 84 Lumber in 1998 when I was right out of college. And I started in what they call their manager trainee program. And from there, I was promoted to manage multiple stores over the next 26 years. But my wife and I always knew we wanted to be in the Charleston market. So I guess we've been here now a little over 17 years in Somerville, and we love it here.
That's great. That's great. It's good to see people that kind of start at the bottom and work their way up, and you end up knowing the business a lot better than if you just join the company and as a manager or something like that. So that's congratulations to you. How many years have you been with 84 Lumber?
26 years.
Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of joining 84 Lumber, what kinds of career opportunities are there with 84 Lumber?
So I would encourage anyone to start a career with 84 Lumber, whether that be in our manager trainee program. We also have outside sales, operations, logistics, load builders. They definitely will reward those who put in the hard work. and will advance those employees to higher level positions to help build their careers. They offer very competitive wages, incentives, they train very hard, and they offer benefits to all their associates. Well, they're also committed to supporting our military men and women, and we have a great track record of hiring our veterans.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, well, good deal. And how many stores throughout the Charleston area does 84 Lumber have?
We have the main large store in Somerville, and we have a smaller store there in Mount Pleasant.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, what would you say is like some of the top reasons why folks should be visiting 84 Lumber versus maybe going to a big box store or one of the other independent lumber yards?
Like I said, we train our people very hard to be knowledgeable about all aspects of construction here. So when you get here, our guys definitely know what they're talking about. You also get that one-on-one service. The people that bring you out here also who help you load up in the yard, which is very convenient. And you just get to spend that one-on-one time with our guys, and they really take pride in being with you and selling the material to you.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about 84 Lumber?
So you can look us up on 84lumber.com. Also, you can follow us on Glassdoor, LinkedIn, or Indeed.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Jack Holt, longtime employee at 84 Lumber, and congratulations on that. And look for 84 Lumber within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thanks so much, Jack.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are on location at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. How you doing, Ryan?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. I appreciate you inviting us out to Brownswood Nursery on John's Island to give us a tour, and we're sitting in the in your design center at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. And what happens in this space at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, the design studio is where you would come to review your brand new landscape plan that will map out your new construction home, pre-building. So you can think about where the house should even be on the lot, driveway, walkways, patios, pools, outdoor kitchens, all the things that you'd want to think about before you get into construction, when you're going to have to either undo decisions you already made or wish you would have made them differently. This is the place where we have a beautiful screen that we can fly you through in a 3D photorealistic video what your landscape will look like before any of the work even starts. We can go through material selection in here. We go over different paver options and layout options and different materials. And so this is the place where we really get into the dreaming phase of your dream backyard or property.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And the fact that you're able to show a homeowner a 3D version of what their landscape in the front and back and sides and so forth will look like, that's really important, because homeowners they're a bit challenged when it comes to what something will look like in the end when they're being asked to make all these decisions, and they can't really visualize what the end result will look like.
Yeah, I think the three-dimensional rendering gives you peace and confidence to then initiate the construction phase of the project. And so we can change anything inside the design. It's a very collaborative process. You know, we do soil analysis, sun analysis. We go through all the details of what you want, your preferences for your property, and it's personal. So we want you to love it. But we also get into the nitty-gritty science of it all and make sure that there is a beautiful design aesthetic. Whether it's landscape design, landscape architecture services, we can provide it all for your custom home, a new construction project, or even if it's a renovation. You might have a 15 to 20-year-old landscape that's tired. It's old. It hasn't been maintained well. And we just need to kind of refresh it.
Yep, that makes sense. And for folks that are not building a custom home, if they are doing a backyard makeover, then maybe they're having a swimming pool installed, or if they just bought the house and they want a new look, they're not crazy about the previous owner's choice of landscape choices. How can Brownswood Nursery and Landscape help those folks?
Well, we can help everybody. So our garden center is located here on Brownswood Road on John's Island. So you can come in and pick out any plants you want. We've got acres and acres, tens of thousands of plants. In fact, we grow over 30,000 plants a year on our facility here, many from seed, Tim, and many from propagative cuttings and liners. So we know plants. We grow plants. You can come in and get a few plants for your backyard. Or if you want to go through the design process, you are thinking about a pool, a spa, outdoor kitchen, patio, pergola. We believe it's worth the investment. Spending a few thousand dollars on the plan to save yourself thousands of dollars of mistakes is certainly worth it. To get the end result that you want, we do believe that spending a little bit of time and money on the design process is going to lead you to ultimately a successful installation, a successful landscape, and hopefully will bring you some joy and peace in your property.
I think the last time I interviewed you for our radio show, you mentioned that when Brownswood Nursery and Landscape first got started, you folks were primarily selling plants to landscape contractors. Has that changed?
Well, yeah. When my parents and grandparents started out 46 years ago, you know, they were growing azaleas and selling to landscapers, other nurseries, and so it's been 46 years. So yeah, a lot's changed. We still do that, but we are full retail and wholesale, and then we have the design build side. So our focus is providing whatever you need for your landscape. And if you want to come in for a tray of annual flowers, seasonal color to fill your one of your pots or buy a pot, we have that. All the way up to, 15 plus foot live oaks and very large 100 gallon, 200 gallon plus size trees, big trees, instant. We provide all that. Or if you just want to, like I said, enhance an area of your yard that has never looked right, or you really want to get it in shape, we can come out. It all starts with a consultation. I come out for the in-yard consult. We meet, we talk about your vision and your project, and then we give you a price to draw up a plan. It could be a sketch. Sometimes it's just a sketch. We just need a little bit of concept of where we're headed. But a lot of HOAs, as you know, Tim, a lot of architectural review boards and committees, they require an actual scaled landscape plan, even for renovation work. Kiowa and Seabrook both want you to have a scaled design on top of a survey that really shows what you're going to be doing. And so do other HOAs. Those are just two, municipalities that they want to see where you're headed. And so we can provide full landscape architecture designs. We can do sketches. We can do everything in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how important is having that plan? Not necessarily for the folks that are building a custom homes that where a plan is required, a landscape plan is required, but the average homeowner that's listening right now who doesn't have a plan but knows they want to make changes to their landscaping. Why is having a plan to begin with important?
Well, I think it goes back to what do they want. So if they're investing a few hundred dollars, maybe it's not. If you're going to spend $300 to $500 on some plants, you come into the garden center and buy some stuff. Our very highly trained nursery professionals will help you to the best of their ability. But them helping you in the garden center is not the same as an actual landscape designer or architect being in your yard and mapping out the process. So if you're going to be spending $50,000 to $500,000 enhancing your property, that's when you want to spend $3,000 to $6,000 plus on your design services, because the investment is too great to not map it out. And we want people to really be successful. We want them to love their landscape. We want them to love it. And if you just sort of wing it, it turns out that it doesn't typically go well. People build patios too small, the wrong dimensions, the wrong location, driveways we were talking about earlier. You know, there's so many driveways across the Charleston area that are too narrow. You can't get out of both cars without stepping on the grass. And so we just believe that if you care about your property and you want to invest, you know, some tens of thousands of dollars, we'll say plus, it makes sense to spend a few thousand on a landscape plan and get it done right the first time. And that's what Brownswood's about. We want to get it done the first time and not have to undo work later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks forget that small plant that they put in the ground is going to become a big plant someday, and they don't necessarily take into account how close it might be to the house or this or that.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's sort of that puppy syndrome, right? We see the little puppy and we think, man, this thing's cute. It's got the puppy breath and everything. And it turns out to be like a 200-pound dog. We thought it was going to be a lap dog. And I think plants a lot of times are like that. Plants are confusing. There's hundreds of varieties. We grow many natives here in Charleston. But there's so many options to choose from. And when you look at a plant, it looks cute and cuddly and it smells nice. But what you don't realize is, yeah, it's going to get 15 foot high and 12 foot wide. And, you know, you stuck it under your 3 foot high window. And so, yeah, we want to prevent all of that. We want to save your maintenance. You know, people want low maintenance landscapes. I've yet to have a client say, Ryan, I want a high maintenance landscape. None of them tell me that. I don't know why, but they just don't want it. And so, you know, when you put the wrong plant in the wrong place, what you're actually doing is you're increasing your maintenance because you're having to prune it more often. It's not the right plant for the right place, which is our focus at Brownswood. We want to put the right plant in the right place, and that saves you on maintenance, saves you money on pesticides and chemicals and all that stuff. And if we get the irrigation right, we get the landscape right, the maintenance can really start to be efficient. And I will say that there is no maintenance landscapes. All landscapes have some form of maintenance, but we definitely can make it more efficient. And I think if you start with a landscape plan, a landscape design, a sketch, whatever it may be, have us come out, look at the property, give you a concept, and then you can implement it in phases over time. Just because you drop a landscape plan for your entire half acre property, you don't have to do it all at once. We can do it in phases. And we love to do that too. Some people have the resources to say, yeah, I want this all done at once. And we love that. But we have other clients that we start with the front yard this year, and then we do the backyard next year. And that's great too. Whatever you want is ultimately what we want to try to fulfill.
That's right. I think, and you hit the nail on the head by mentioning that, just because you have a landscape plan doesn't mean everything has to happen, has to be installed at the same time. It can be phased in over time. And a lot of people have green thumbs or feel like they have a green thumb and, they want to do that work themselves. But if they have a plan, that way it's they know, okay, now it's time, this year we're going to do this, and then next year we're going to do that. But having the plan is what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that people find a lot of peace in that because you know where you're headed and you don't paint yourself into a corner, so to speak, with the landscape. You can really just focus on, I can do this year one, I can do that year two. Another thing I'll say about design that is not as intuitive, at least it wasn't for me early on in my career in horticulture and landscaping and design, which is you really want the landscape plan, if you're building a house, before the house is even put on the lot. You want to be working with the architect and the landscape architect working together. We want to be working together to make sure that we're placing everything in the right spot. And so when you go through that whole process, everything's been accounted for. The views out of the windows are looking at the parts of the lot that make sense. The gardens, the walkways, the patios, the pool, all the areas are working together seamlessly. And that really does require that you start from the beginning, because there's grading issues, there's drainage issues, there's all sorts of things that if you don't think about until the end, you're going to have to deal with things that we could have planned ahead. We could have made some early on decisions that would make the lot better, drain better, have less issues. And there's been so much drainage problems lately. Tim, you've seen it. I'm sure there's all this flooding that keeps happening. Kiowa and Seabrook and downtown and all over the place. John's Island, there's the higher levels of the ocean and storms and all that stuff keep bringing the water in. So drainage is a big part of all this. And that really starts with, before the home's even built, assessing the lot and making really good decisions, which sometimes might even involve a civil engineer. There are, certain limitations to designers and architects, even for landscape. We might need a civil engineer to go, hey, we need a better drainage system for this. Mm-hmm. But it's worth every penny to prevent your landscape from being underwater, literally and metaphorically later.
Yeah, that makes sense. Ryan, can we step outside to the Brownswood Nursery and Landscape Design Center and have you show me around?
Let's do it.
All right.
Great. Excited.
All right, now we are on the grounds of Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Ryan, how many acres do you have here at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Well, our total property right now is just over 60 acres. Not all of that is developed. Ponds and roads, and we have woods that, we haven't tapped into yet. But I wanted to tell you about this plant that we've got right behind here. This is a beautiful clump form bamboo. Now, bamboo is just a trigger word. You say bamboo, everybody starts freaking out.
Invasive.
Yeah, and they should. Bamboo is scary. But this is a clump form, and clump form is actually a different variety. It's a different species. This is Bambusa multiplex, and this particular one that I want to talk about is called Graceful Bamboo, and we grow this here at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape on John's Island, and it is beautiful. It's green. It gets somewhere between 30 and 40 foot high. So when you've got a two or three story home that might be elevated and you need some privacy between neighbors, how are you going to get up there 30, 40 feet? Well, this clump form bamboo will do that. And the best part is it doesn't run. So the invasive bamboo will send, runners 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot, so on. This only clumps 2 to 4 inches on itself. So it's just a clump. And it's beautiful. After the first 2 years, it's evergreen, semi-evergreen, but mostly evergreen for our temperatures here. And it just has a beautiful texture, great sound. So I'd highly recommend the Graceful Bamboo for privacy and for screening.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And how is everything laid out here at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Well, we've got, something for everyone. So when you first walk in to the garden center is sort of our seasonal annual selection. So we have, thousands of flowers, seasonal flowers for spring, warm season, and then cool season when that's time for that. And then as you walk in, you get into our main sun field where we have a lot of our shrubs, ornamental grasses like sweetgrass and lamandras, and just all sorts of edibles. So we do a lot of blueberries. We do a tree called a loquat, the Japanese plum tree, which has been a signature tree for us for decades. And that's an evergreen. And it produces a beautiful orange fruit that's edible. And in front of us is our tree section. So we have a beautiful tree area with very large trees, 12, 15 foot trees, instant trees for your home. And then we have a Japanese maple section. So if you've always wanted a Japanese maple, and if you've never wanted a Japanese maple, I would encourage you. I don't know. Do you have a Japanese maple in your yard, Tim?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let me tell you, that's one of the top plants I would suggest to incorporate because the color is spectacular. Charleston is not known for its fall color. Like the upstate or you, as you move on to the northeastern side of things. But the Japanese maple will give you beautiful burgundy for the red leaf Japanese maples. And then we have beautiful greens for the green leaf. And they have gorgeous fall color, spectacular fire orange. And there's one in particular called Coral Bark that I highly recommend check out. And then we have a whole camellia section. We have a pot area for all your containers. We have indoor and outdoor pots. And we have the ones that are really light, kind of the lightweight ones that look like they're concrete but are kind of a synthetic. And then we've got all sorts of fragrant, flowering plants, Confederate jasmine and gardenias and things like that. And in front of us is the Viburnum odoratissimum, or sweet viburnum. You can see it's budded up and starting to bloom. And that's an excellent plant. Kind of, we talked about the puppy plants that look cute and cuddly. This is one of those that if you get it small, you think, oh, well, it'll stay under a window. And that plant gets literally about 15 foot high, 8 to 10 wide. And but it's an excellent screen. It creates beautiful privacy. Or if you have an elevated home, it's an excellent foundation plant. So love that plant.
How many employees do you have here at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
So we're probably in the mid-30s, about 35-ish. And we have an amazing team. One of the things that stands out about our team that we strive to every day is to love people well and to serve them. And our people are so kind and so caring and also knowledgeable. We have very highly trained nursery professionals, which is what they're called. And the majority of them are certified in the state of South Carolina as a nursery professional, which is a standard certification that takes a while to get. And then they also are certified landscape professionals. And then they also go through Brownswood certification. And, you know, the people are fun to deal with. We work very hard. They work very hard to make sure that people have a great guest experience. But we do everything we can to give you all the information you need to make your landscape really what you want it to be.
Well, from a fellow business owner's point of view, my impression is all of your staff since I've arrived on your property here at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, they're all moving with purpose. I just saw somebody drive by on a gator. I saw someone on a tractor earlier. Everyone, there's no slacking around. No slacking. Everybody is working hard with purpose, and that doesn't happen by accident.
No, it doesn't. And I think one of the reasons that, you know, that's the case is because we do have a strong filter for recruitment. When we're recruiting team members, we're looking for people who have strong work ethics, who like to work. You know, work is not a negative word, it's a positive. And we do try to recruit people who are humble. You know, we all at some time or another can struggle with humility. And I definitely make mistakes every day. But we genuinely, you know, hire people that have that, you know, strong work ethic, that are humble, and really, you know, they care about people, like I said, and they want to serve people. And we have an amazing team. Just incredible.
We can tell they love being here, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being outside in Charleston on a spring day is just, there's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. So happy spring.
There you go. What? How can folks get more information about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, brownswoodnursery.com, you know, is one of the easiest ways. If you haven't been to our facility, it is quite a destination. Wherever you live, if you're 45 minutes away or an hour away, I assure you it's worth the drive. Come on out, see us. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturdays, 9 to 4. Closed on Sundays. So,
all right, great. Well, we've been talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for coming.
And now we're talking with designer Stephanie Collant with Southeastern Galleries. How are you doing, Stephanie?
Very good. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Stephanie, take a moment and tell everyone about Southeastern Galleries.
Well, my perspective of Southeastern Galleries is much newer than the rest of the group here. We've been around for over 50 years, but I've only been here for 2 years. And what drew me when I moved to the South, to South Carolina, or to Southeastern Galleries, is that we are a true interior design studio. Mm-hmm. You come in here, you see a 30,000 square foot showroom, and then you meet with a designer who helps you make choices on the floor, or we can go through the whole design service and start from beginning of job to finish of job.
Okay, excellent. What about do the designers at Southeastern Galleries make house calls?
Absolutely. That's one of the main draws. Is the best way to do good design work is to be present, see how your light is, see where the most important visuals are in your house, so we can frame your furniture around that. And by going to the house, making several calls sometimes, we can get a lot done and get a much more effective space, both visually and comfort-wise.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, I can remember my first house and really not wanting to make a mistake and wanting design advice seems like not every furniture company will make those house calls, and that kind of thing. So that's really important. Well, talk about the different styles of furniture that Southeastern Galleries has, because being a company that's been around for 50 plus years, that obviously gives customers a lot of peace of mind that you're going to be around for 50 more years in case there's a problem or anything like that. But some people might want something other than just traditional style furniture. How can Southeastern Galleries help those folks?
Well, absolutely. The first thing is that we have, since we've been around for so long, the reason they've been so successful, in my opinion, is the customer service. This is not somebody you talk to on the phone or order, and then you receive the item and then it has a flaw maybe a year later and you have no possibilities to fix that. Here, we know you, we've worked with you. More than likely, you know us pretty well as well, or at least you will over time. And so when you call a year later, 3 years later, we have your records. If you want to replace a chair that you already bought and your daughter took it for her new home, uh-huh, we can certainly do that. We just look it up and we replace it. We can replace with the same or similar. Or sometimes we come out and we end up doing a little bit of upgrades all over the house and just freshening up the space.
Hmm. Does that happen very often where you get those repeat customers coming back to Southeastern Galleries?
That's the best part of interior design as a whole. It's doing design is great, but doing design when you really know someone or you've gone through a couple stages of their life, it just makes it so much easier. And when I first started, you know, you just don't know what to think. But when I looked around and I saw how many customers would say, oh, yes, I used to work with Mr. Cooper, or yes, I worked with Rick Cooper or Trudy. Mm-hmm. And now they work with the grandson or Will, another grandson, or Randolph. And it's really wonderful because you do have people that know you. In fact, right now I'm working with a young couple who my boss, Trudy, went to school with one of our family members, and they know each other really well through the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, there's a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area, so they that's why it's important to point out that Southeastern Galleries is a 50 plus year old company, and there's reasons why companies stay around that long versus going out of business, and you have to have a lot of happy customers, but with all the newcomers, that sort of puts Southeastern Galleries on the same level as stores that maybe have been around a shorter time. So it's always good to point that out.
Agreed.
What kind of training do you go through as an interior designer?
Well, for me personally, I went to art school and design school, and I got a degree in interior design. Usually, as a whole, and several of us are here, we're also still attached to our design community. We're certified through ASID or several of the other certifications that designers have and keep with pride, because it keeps us in the loop. It keeps us growing as well. And with all the changes in the world, design changes are just going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know we're up on them, we're ready for them, and we truly enjoy all of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does that ultimately benefit the customer?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times we are attached to things, but we don't know why we're attached to it. And as a designer, we can help you figure that out. Are you attached to it because it was your grandfather's and it holds great value? Well, then we certainly are all attached to that piece because that is part of what makes our home, our family's history, and who we are. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we also know that beautiful mahogany cabinet goes great with a green taffeta or a green silk. in their ways to accent our pieces that we love most, places to put them where they're truly appreciated at the highest level, and make them a center point in our home. And that's just where our background comes from. Mm-hmm. It's not just knowing the trends, which is in itself fabulous and fun, but also knowing how to incorporate the trends as we evolve through life.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to, as a designer, you're not going to push your styles onto a customer. You're going to try to find out what the style is that the customer ultimately wants, and then help create rooms that could be in a magazine, for example.
Well, interestingly enough, you say that, but my dean in college, his favorite line was, "A good designer can recreate a trend. A great designer can create a home with history." And I really live by that, and I think all good designers really do, because that's the most challenging and the most fun. It's just like all of us can learn to do a basic Van Gogh. Well, most of us, maybe not me, but but creating a home that speaks of our lives is a much more fun and bigger challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the interesting trends that are here to stay is the importance of outdoor living, and you know, people have really, especially here in Charleston, they create outdoor rooms that are extensions of their home without having to add actual heated square footage. And that term interior designer, it doesn't really address the help that you give homeowners on the outside of their home. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh yeah, because that is something that Trudy and Randolph here speak about a great deal. Usually, some of our most important rooms in our home are outdoor or three-season rooms, because they're just usually the most comfortable, the most visually beautiful, but a lot of times we neglect that, and we don't make them the most comfortable furniture-wise and function-wise for that space. And so we really can't say enough about putting as much time and attention into your outdoor pieces, so those can become your favorite spaces, your family, your children, your grandchildren. It's just great memories sitting out on the lanai.
Mm-hmm. What can you talk about how the types of outdoor furniture Southeastern Galleries can help homeowners with?
Absolutely. We do a lot of summer classics, which is we can make weightier, do an iron piece if you're closer to the water and you have higher winds or your furniture is more exposed. We also have great rattans, great historical Charleston wovens and woods that fit outside, suit our comfort, and suit the history of our home. So they make a great visual, but also perfect resting spot in the morning for a cup of coffee, and a perfect resting spot in the evening just to relax.
Mm-hmm. Well, very nice. Is the outdoor furniture that Southeastern Galleries has, is it displayed at your showroom?
Yes, we have several rooms of the furniture, and this is about the time of the year that everyone starts purchasing, maybe even a little sooner, because we are all preparing for that season, and it's a great time to have a designer come out, have some time to plan for it before you order and receive. And another something that I find so valuable and so many of us don't think about is the delivery service. We within 40 miles have a complimentary delivery service, and you know, we'll place it. Your designer can come out, or we can have a floor plan, everything to be set up as it should be. Or if you order a rug, perhaps later in the season, our guys will come out and set up your rug while you watch and make sure it's in the spot you want and perfectly spaced. Mm-hmm. And that type of service, and just how the gentlemen represent our company, it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Southeastern Galleries, and tell everyone where Southeastern Galleries is located?
Well, we have a great website that attaches you to so many of our different lines. And a lot of times, if you think we might not be for you or we're too much one style, this is the best place to start. Because you can see we run the whole gamut here. You know, you can see all of the outdoor furniture and all our brands have to offer that if you wanted to order, you could do that. You could also see all of our great mid-century pieces or are just fabulous beach pieces that go with the location or our downtown Charleston pieces. You can add a variety to your home without making it too kitschy in any way. And then the location, we are right here in West Ashley on Ashley River Road. It's very easy to find, and there's the best little Christoph's macarons and coffee shop right next door to get yourself energied up before you come in.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with designer Stephanie Collant with Southeastern Galleries. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
And talking to us now is Casey Jones with Heritage Pools. How are you doing, Casey?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Casey, take a moment and tell everyone about Heritage Pools.
So Heritage Pools is a small family business located in Charleston. We do all pool aspects. We build new construction pools. We do renovations. We have a maintenance department for servicing pools, and then also a service team that handles all of the equipment.
All right. Very good. How long has Heritage Pools been around?
Heritage Pools has been around for about 20 years.
20 years. Okay. Well, you got to have a lot of happy customers to stay in business that long. So congratulations to Heritage Pools.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So it seems like in the last few years, so many more people are opting to get a swimming pool installed in their backyard. Heritage Pools have been pretty busy over the last few years, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely been a very busy time, and it's very common that people want pools now compared to 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are you finding? If you look at some of the older homes, they've got those big spacious lots with plenty of room to put in a swimming pool. But it seems like a lot of the homes that are built more recently have smaller backyards. Does Heritage Pools have a solution for someone who might have a smaller space to put in a pool?
Absolutely. For us, space is not a concern. We have wonderful designers that are able to find ways to use intricate space to kind of come up with a design that's going to work, maximize space, that's going to create a beautiful area in their backyard, no matter the size. It doesn't have to be a big area for us to build something. We just need a little bit of room. There's plunge pools, cocktail type pools, spas that we can put in there and customize them to what fits.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And there are different types of pools, swimming pools, in terms of the material used to build them. What types of materials does Heritage Pools use for their swimming pools?
It's a really good question, because around here, we're a little different than some of the other companies in that we offer three different types of pools. We offer the fiberglass pools, so it's a fiberglass shell. We also offer concrete pools, which are really nice because you can customize a little bit more with the stairs or steps, whichever you want to call them, the benches, the sun ledges. And then we also offer our Heritage I-beam system, which is patented to Heritage Pools. And it is it's a liner pool, but it has a lot of different aspects to it that make it a little bit better than the way they were built in the past for the groundwater in the type of area in the low country that we have.
What is an I-beam, and why is that important with one of those vinyl liner swimming pools from Heritage Pools?
So the Heritage I-Beam system is it's the way that we build it. So it's got a concrete floor base with polymer walls. And then it's just the way that we build the system around it with the water. Obviously, I can't give you all of our trade secrets, but we definitely would love to have customers come in and talk to them about the system and how it's built for this area, especially in the islands, James Island, John's Island, who have a lot more of water issues.
What does the an I-beam I think I'm familiar with is it's like a it's if you look at it from the front it has the shape of an I, the letter I, a capital I, and
exactly,
and but it's a steel beam. But what does the steel beam do in the ground?
So it's more of a brace. It's that we pour concrete in, and it holds the walls in place, and it helps hold the deck in place too.
Okay.
Right around the pool.
And you mentioned water table issues. What is the I-beam system? Why is it used? What are you trying to prevent?
Well, with the water issues in the ground, there's a lot of movement. So a lot of times, over 10, 20 years with the longevity of your pool, a fiberglass or a concrete pool may have a little bit more of a hard time staying stuck structurally sound with the water, and the ground shifts. With the I-beam system, it kind of allows a little bit more movement with the ground movement. So that way, at the end of the day, it's a little bit safer over time or more structurally sound over time. And that way, homeowners don't have to battle some of the issues that come with that, with fiberglass or concrete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I when I interviewed someone from Heritage Pools in the past, I remember them telling me about sometimes pool owners will there might be some flooding issues, which is very common in the Charleston area, and the floodwaters actually get underneath the pool and can kind of make the pool shift or lift it out of the hole that it's dug in.
Yeah, so those are definitely some of the rarer instances, and typically those pools typically pools that are going to pop out of the ground have been drained. We always tell homeowners not to drain their pools themselves, to have the professionals take care of it. In a flooding instance like that, those typically just end up being a major, catastrophic, hurricane comes in, floodwaters come up completely into the yard. And that's a little bit different. But I do think that the I-beam system, the way that we build it, is to help mitigate those issues and try to not have them happen. And then if there is a flooding with our I-beam system, we can typically fix things a lot better or a lot quicker or easier if there are issues from a major flood like that. But in the past, we haven't had really major flooding issues, since the major flood 10 years ago. Uh-huh. I think that was the worst one that we've had.
Right. Yeah. And there are some local pool companies that only do concrete or what they call gunite pools.
Mm-hmm.
There are some pool companies that only do fiberglass pools, for example. And, I guess if you're a homeowner and you call one of those companies, they're going to, no matter what your own situation is on your property, they're going to tell you that, the concrete pool will be perfect, or the fiberglass pool will be perfect for you. But does Heritage Pools kind of steer a homeowner based on the property location and the environment that they have there toward one of the three different options of pools that you folks can build for homeowners?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that the benefit of going with Heritage Pools is we build them all. You know, building a pool is such an intricate process. You have to have master installers, people who really know what they're doing. And with us, we have the teams that can build all three of them. So with our designers, we'd like to actually come out, meet the homeowners, come view their property, talk to them about drainage, flooding, irrigation, gutters. I mean, we do all of that when we come and do our site visit to really talk to them, gauge what they're wanting for their lifetime goal of having this pool, but also what's going to work best for them long term. Because at the end of the day, we want our homeowners happy and to have a pool that they're going to love forever. So we want to make sure they pick the right pool type for their situation in their backyard.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, what are some of the features in a swimming pool that you're finding homeowners asking for these days?
The most popular is sun ledges. A lot of homeowners are really liking the capability of kind of sitting on the edge of the pool in a little bit of water while still getting some sun. And then we have had a lot of people looking at water features like waterfalls, building like a small raised wall to give them a little bit of an additional, that beautiful water flowing sound to kind of relax them.
And especially in the Charleston area, you have to get way, way out there to not hear traffic, for example. Most people, wherever they live in the Charleston area, you have that sound of traffic that you're going to experience. And that having a water feature built into your swimming pool kind of neutralizes that all that ambient sound that you don't really want to hear. And all you hear is that pleasant trickling water sound.
Exactly. It's so relaxing. And who doesn't want to sit in their backyard and hear that over traffic?
Yeah. And the sun ledge, is that one of those, I can't remember the name of the type, where it's like a gradual entry into the swimming pool?
Kind of, yeah. So you're typically still going to step down onto the sun ledge, and it's usually your first step, but it's extended out. Sometimes they're large enough to fit like a ledge lounger, so that way you can kind of have a chair in the water. But it's something that's really good for if you've got young kids, if you're just wanting to sunbathe, dogs. It's very popular right now.
Yeah, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Heritage Pools?
So they can give us a call at our office. We also have a beautiful website. We've recently launched a new website. It's www.swimhere.com. We have our portfolio active with all of our beautiful projects that we have worked so hard to build that they can go look at. And they can actually just go on the website and put an inquiry in there, and we'll reach out to them.
All right. And if someone contacts Heritage Pools today, how soon will they have a swimming pool in their backyard?
It really just depends. Right now, we're just trying to get our permitting done. And we're telling people right now, if they give us a call and we can get a contract signed, they'll be swimming summertime.
That's great. All right. Well, we have been talking with Casey Jones with Heritage Pools. And you can always find Heritage Pools within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Casey.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.